Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore you are near.
Since we are joined together to hear God's word and call upon him in prayer and praise, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in our thoughts, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together, as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be with us, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Hallelujah. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. These all look to you, to give them their food in due season. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you send forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew your face in the ground. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and will live forever. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of the faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day, by the same Spirit, to have a right understanding of all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first reading for the Feast of Pentecost is from the fourth book of Moses, called Numbers, the 11th chapter. Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 men of the elders of the people and placed them around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him, and took some of the Spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And as soon as the Spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but they did not continue doing it. Now, two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad, the other Medad, and the Spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone to the tent, and so they prophesied in the camp. And the young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, son of Nun, the assistant of Moses from his youth, said, "My lord Moses, stop them." But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his Spirit on them." And Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, with the heart one believes and is justified,
and with the mouth one confesses and is saved.
The second reading is from the book of Acts, the second chapter. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house while they were sitting. And divided tongues as fire appeared to them and rested one on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together. And they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear, each of us in our own native language, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phlegria and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to the Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians? We hear them telling it in our own tongues the mighty words of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others mocked, saying, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lift up his voice and answer them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. These men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last day it shall be, God declares, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and my female servants, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor and smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 7th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed him were to receive, for as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, that the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you.
Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is John, the 7th chapter, beginning in the 37th verse. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now, this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet, the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. COVID-19 has come to dominate our thoughts. But I only bring it up because I've been reminded of something that I think we all know already. If you want to know somewhat what someone believes, don't ask them, watch them. We can't see the virus. We don't know who's infected. For those who are infected, we don't know who will have symptoms, who will not. But whether consciously or not, we all do some risk assessment and act on our beliefs. This is true not only of COVID-19, but about everything in our lives. Our actions betray us. So, what flows out of your heart? I would ask you to recall what life was like before we came to the waters of baptism. But since God declares that he removes our transgressions as far as the east is from the west, I won't even ask you to go back there, not even to reminisce. That's not the point anyway. So what is the point? I grew up in an environment where the point was self-improvement. Can't say I recommend that approach. It doesn't work. The human heart is desperately wicked, and it doesn't take a lot of observation to confirm that. We see it in some surprisingly overt behaviors. The way people drive, the way people confront each other, ease with which we resort to violence, and do I need to mention greed? The human heart is desperately wicked. We have seen it in the way others behave. We have seen it in ourselves. How often have we wanted our own way at someone else's expense? This heart, mine, yours, this heart we have has betrayed us. And in that, it has hurt us and the people we love more often than we like to think about. How can it be that rivers of living water could flow out of that which has so often been selfish and cruel? It would take a miracle. It did take a miracle. I don't know whether it's best to think of it as one miracle or this incredible series of them, but either way, we have been celebrating since Advent. It may be stretching the meaning of the word a little to call Lent a celebration, but you know what I mean. Jesus, who was from the beginning of time, took on human flesh. He who was from the beginning of time, and he did not think his status as God of gods, Lord of lords, a thing he couldn't give up. He stepped down from his throne to become one of us. Having done that, he lived not like one of us, but as one of us, truly human, a child playing with his brothers and sisters, a boy learning a trade from Joseph, a young man working in his hometown, a son of Israel going to the synagogue, hearing the scriptures in obedience to his father's command. And then he began his ministry. In the waters of John's baptism, Jesus took the weight of the world on his shoulders, and he began his journey to the cross. For 3 years, he brought healing and hope to broken people. People like us. And he taught his disciples and equipped them to to become his hands and voice in this world, to become his church. Then, on to something else totally impossible, that defies the imagination. He became sin that we might become the righteousness of God. Can you even imagine that? Jesus suffered the pain, the death that each of us has rightly earned in our sins and disobedience. All of it. Everything. Things we weren't even aware of. He carried our sins to the cross and there suffering that we might live. And then, if that weren't enough, he burst and then, if that weren't enough, he burst the bonds of death and rose from the grave and walked with his disciples for a while until he ascended to be with his Father again, everywhere at once in glory as it was from the beginning. Which brings us to Pentecost. You know, we're not strong enough or smart enough to live the lives we were intended to live in Christ without help. God knows that too. He knows it better than we do. So he poured out his Spirit on us, the same Spirit that hovered over the waters at creation, the same Spirit that was on Moses, the same Spirit that gave David the Psalms, the same Spirit that spoke through the prophets. That Spirit is now in us who believe. Ezekiel wrote of hearts turned from stone to flesh. Jeremiah wrote, I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And no longer shall each one teach his neighbor, each his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. Today, we celebrate what God has done, what the Father commanded, the Son's obedience, the Spirit's constant presence. Today, we see once again how much God truly loves us. How richly he cares for us. Now, he has been preparing for us since the beginning of time. God loves you. How can rivers of living water flow out of hearts like yours, like mine? Not by our power, but by the power of the living God who loves you more than you can imagine, who wants to be with you more than you thought possible. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Lord God, Heavenly Father, when you filled the disciples with the Holy Spirit, 3,000 souls were called, gathered, enlightened, and sanctified. Likewise, please fill our congregation, our synod, and the whole Christian church on earth with the Holy Spirit. Renew them, that the sacraments may be administered faithfully, and that many more may be called by the gospel, enlightened with your gifts, sanctified and kept in the true faith. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of all comfort and peace, give to the world that peace which only you can give. Deliver Christians from the hands of persecution. Restore peace to lands savaged by war, and grant safety to refugees. Bring peace to our own nation in the face of political division and tension. Let us find peace in you with your unchanging promises. Put an end to the pandemic and restore the communities of the world to their common life. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Almighty God, look with favor on those who serve out their vocations in the armed forces and in the medical field. Protect them from all harm and danger as they serve your neighbors. Keep them ever grounded in faith and Christ's unfailing love. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, be with the homes of our land, with husbands and wives, with children, with the elderly, and with those who are single. Care for each according to their situation and needs. Fill all of them with forgiveness and proclaim the union of Christ, his bride, the church. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, please look with compassion on those who are sick, hurting, facing surgery, or are downtrodden. Visit them in their distress, grant them relief from pain, sorrow, and sickness, and let them ever fix their eyes on Jesus, the author and protector of life. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, you invite us to come to you as dear children approach their dear Father. Give us childlike faith that we may approach you with boldness and confidence. Let us live in faith towards you and in fervent love for one another. Sustain those who long for the sacrament at this time, but remain separated from it. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble and hearty thanks for all the goodness and the loving kindness that you bestow on us. We praise you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life. But above all, we bless you for your boundless love in the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. We implore you to give us a right understanding of all your mercies, that our hearts may ever be deeply thankful, and that we may show forth your praise with both our lips and our lives. Direct our lives in ways of holiness and righteousness in all our days, that we may enjoy the testimony of a good conscience and the hope of your favor. Be sustained and comforted in every time of trouble, and finally, to be received into your everlasting kingdom through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.